This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea.
Okay, everyone. I'm about to name a Massachusetts town. When I do, take note of what pops into your mind and be honest. So here goes. The town is Revere.
Quintessential working class, I would say lower middle class, a little bit rough around the edges. There was a fair amount of violence, fighting, shootings, that kind of thing.
In other words, cliches, and lots of them. Except the cliches you just heard came from Roland Marullo, one of the most eloquent novelists to come out of Revere. And today, he's going to help us break beyond the cliches about the Blue Line and the beaches in Radio Boston's new series, Zip Code Stories.
Here's how it works. Each month, we'll pick four zip codes in the greater Boston area. This week, it's 02151 in Revere. And we're asking you to submit a short story, no more than 500 words, that takes place in one of those zip codes. So you can find out how to submit at wbur.org/zip code.
Radio Boston is partnering with Boston's own audio literary magazine, The Drum, and with their help, we'll pick the best story and ask you to read a piece of it on our air. Here's Henriette Lazaridis Power, co-creator of Zip Code Stories and editor of The Drum.
The whole point is we want to go beyond the cliche because everyone who lives in a particular place really knows their town better than that. So hopefully we're looking for stories that succeed in showing us something about a particular area that we wouldn't normally see.
Now, no one's been better at revealing the real 02151 than Roland Marullo. He's the author of the Revere Beach Trilogy, a series of novels including Revere Beach Boulevard, a book that made the Boston Globe's 100 Essential New England Reads. His latest book is The Talk Funny Girl. And to get us inspired about writing about Revere, Marullo started with an excerpt from his book, In Revere, In Those Days.
40 years ago, Revere was a different place than it is now. Not far from where I lived, a mile west of the beach, was a large tract of undeveloped land we called the farms, though nothing had been cultivated there since before the Korean War. The farms was a landscape from a childhood fable. Pastures, boulders, half-acre ponds, fallow fields where we turned over stones and planks and pieces of corrugated metal. Revere is a thoroughly modern place now. A corner of blue-collar America with chain stores and strip malls and yellow buses lined up in front of flat-roofed schools. 100 new homes have been squeezed onto the farms. But in some way I have never really understood, the city had a mysterious quality to it in those days, as if it lay outside time, beyond the range of vision of the contemporary American eye. Provincial is a word you might have used to describe it. But provincial means that a community believes itself to be living at the center of the universe, that it refuses to make an idol of the metropolis. Revere was provincial then, in that way, and I suppose proud of it.
That's Roland Marullo reading from his novel, In Revere, In Those Days. So this is really fascinating to me because while you grew up in Revere, your life has taken you to so many other places. I mean, you went to Phillips Exeter Academy.
That's right.
Brown University, you were a Peace Corps volunteer in Micronesia, and you've even spent time in places as far-flung as the former Soviet Union. So what is it about your childhood in Revere that offered you inspiration that these other places didn't?
Once I tried to write, once I started to seriously write about something, I had to go to my core and the place and the ideas and the people that were essential to me. I can't really write at arm's length. I have to write from the deepest part of me. And when I looked, Revere was that place. I want to say, I think there's a terrible oppression that people feel in certain places when they get branded as being from Dorchester, from Roxbury, from Revere, from Everett. And those things may be completely untrue.
So for people who grew up in Revere, specifically, what are those things that you think people assume?
I still get, to this day, I have people making comments about Revere. And it's always looking down at the place, that the people are somehow foolish, but rough, violence-oriented, mafia-oriented, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there was an element of truth to that, but it really was a small part of our life.
But you feel like that image has stuck?
I had an appointment with a a doctor about 2 weeks ago, and he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Revere, Mass." He said, "Oh, Revere," you know, like that, as if, "Oh, wow." And I've had people say to me, "You grew up in Revere and you went to Phillips Exeter Academy. How did that happen?"
What are some examples of that other Revere that people don't know about?
Humanity. I can give you an example. I was in Revere a couple of years ago. I went to a bakery. It was 6 o'clock at night. I wanted to get some Italian bread to take home, and I went to pay for it, and the guy said, "Don't worry about it." You know, and that has never happened to me where I live now. Not once under any circumstances has anybody ever done that. And that's fairly common kind of behavior in Revere. So you have a mixture of people swearing at you in traffic and people letting you in at the stoplight. You have a mixture of, you know, someone who's had a really bad day and is gruff and loud and mean and sometimes violent. And then this other side, which really is the hidden side of people being really warm, funny, self-deprecating humor, which I love, and kind to each other and compassionate about the predicament that other people are in.
Well, you also have written very elegantly about how the community itself has changed over time.
Right.
And that's one of the themes in your novel, In Revere in Those Days. And Roland, if I can ask, the way you write about it, it seems as if somewhere in your heart you feel that the Revere today has lost something from what it was when you were growing up.
I don't completely feel that way. It has changed. But what happens to me when I go to Revere and I see Brazilian families or Cambodian families or Somali families is I'm able to say, you know, those people are living a version of what I lived, just a slightly different version. So they're trying to work their way up into a new country. They're trying to have better lives, but they're surrounded by a knot of family members and friends, and they're preserving parts of their culture just the way my grandparents did.
So for people who want to write about Revere today, what advice would you give them?
Live there. You know, really what this whole project I think is about is not being fooled by the surfaces. And if you really wanted to write about a place like that and you just went there for a day or a week or a month or 6 months, I don't know that you could penetrate those surfaces. I think you would see maybe what you wanted to see, or you would see the surface of things. And the best part of the city, the best part of that community is hidden under that. It's inside people's homes. It's interactions among neighbors and friends. And you can't walk down the street and see that most of the time.
Well, for listeners hearing this who do live in Revere, listen to what Roland Marullo says. We want your stories, and we want to know what the real Revere is like today. Well, Roland Marullo, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Roland Marullo is from Revere and now lives in Williamsburg in Western Massachusetts. And actually, before I let you go, that seems to be about far from Revere within Massachusetts as you can get. So how'd you end up out
pretty
there?
Pretty much. It was a compromise between my wife and me. She wanted more of a city life. I wanted more of a country life. And we're outside Northampton, which is a nice city, and yet we have bears walking through our backyard.
Also a nice adventure. Roland Marullo's latest novel, which was just published this summer, by the way, is The Talk Funny Girl. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Roland Marullo read us an extended excerpt from In Revere in Those Days. Definitely worth listening to. It's on the Drums website, and there's a link to it at radioboston.org. And don't forget, we want your stories, so find out how to submit at the Zip Code Stories website, wbur.org/zipcode.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.